Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have good news, folks. No, I take it back. I have great news. Great news. The guy who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage was not one of the redneck Trump supporters who attacked Jussie Smollett. Woo! We dodged the bullet. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being a part of what I do each and every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And I add another 14 hours on for good measure when I'm not on the radio. Boy, whoo, I was so scared. You know, when there's an attack in public, you gotta wonder, is it a Trump supporter? Is it a MAGA? Oh, no, I take it back. Is it an ultra MAGA person? Because now we have a whole new definition according to Joe Biden. Oh, those MAGA people, whoo, you gotta watch out for them. They could take away your LGBT rights. Can you believe this, what Joe Biden said? These are the people that tell us all the time, they just want to divide, they want to divide, they want to divide. Did you hear? Well, first of all, I guess I should play the clip about the MAGA, ultra MAGA thing, and you kind of get it in context. But, of course, this is all surrounding a woman's right to choose in the SCOTUS decision, because the Democrats and other leftists are afraid that women would lose their rights, the rights to their bodies. I mean, I can see it now. Hospitals saying, no women can come in here. Clinics going, women not allowed. Y'all keep yourself, you keep your health care over there. I want to see women treated like black people were treated in the early part of the 20th century. I want to see men only. No women allowed. Because apparently the women are going to go back to the cave days, you know, where we would just beat them over the head and having our way with them. Who knows? Bad news for women folk. But anyway, here's Joe Biden talking about it, and then we'll get into Psaki. But what? The Democrats, look, let me ask you this, conservatives, and I'm going to tell you, don't rest on your laurels. Don't think, oh, come on, leftists are too, they're not that stupid. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yeah. So when you're confronted with this and you say to these people, oh, well, what, you know, if it's my body and all that, I want you to really be able to confront them. Because if you don't, if you take for granted that they have the brains to go, now, wait a minute, I'm paying twice as much for food, three times as much for my fuel. We're at the brink of nuclear war. I can't get a job that keeps up with inflation, so I might as well stay home. They're encouraging me to stay home. They will put me in jail if I miss pronoun or whatever. Yeah, I need to be worried about a woman's right to choose. Yeah, that's the thing that is most concerning to me. Like, I don't know the number of women who have abortions. I don't think it's that many. I mean, in terms of if women are 100 million, I'm going to say what? 2-3 million women a year have abortions? I mean, I'm hoping that there are a lot of women that do have their little babies because I see them. And maybe it's something that women go, look, I just want to have the option of killing my baby if I want. Okay, let's have a discussion about it. But is this so mainstream that when they put this out there, everybody's going, oh, boy, now they're going to take away women's rights? I'm not going to leave it to chance. When women confront me with it, well, it's my body, I'm going to say, you're doggone right it is. It is, but you can't do anything you want with it. You may want to kill a baby, but you are not free to just willy-nilly use your body any way you want. And I'll prove, you guys have heard me talk about it. You can't be a prostitute. You can't sell your body parts. So if you can't do that, oh, by the way, if you do sell anything of your body parts, like say you sell your hair, or something like that, and the government doesn't get its part, you're in trouble. You're now a tax evader. So if it is your body and you can do what you want, I want you to prove it. Let's just listen to Joe Biden talk about how he's going to bring the country together.
Well, that got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Most extreme group. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The most extreme group in history. Even more extreme than the Tea Party. What next? The biggest existential threat to mankind? Oh, yeah, next to what, white men? White conservative men? Here's Joe Biden reminding us of how much of a uniter he is yet again. When he brings up something that nobody believes is going to happen, the same way nobody's being asked about these LGBT. What are they going to do next? I don't know, Joe Biden. Here's what I think the world is worried about with you. What are you going to do next? But here's Joe Biden protecting black people by trying to scare us.
Look at what they value and look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put y'all back in chains.
I'm not going to lie, man. These guys infuriate me with what they do. Hey, look, I'm not LGBT. You know, I'm MGMW, you know, I'm NGMW, not gay man woman. But if you were going to try to use my group in order to get political gain, I would be pissed. The same way with they're going to put y'all back in. I would have stood up and said, what planet are you from, you old clown? What planet are you from to insinuate that we are so weak that we're going back into slavery? But he gets away with it. I just ask you this question. What if Donald Trump had said, they're going to put y'all back in chains? They would accuse this guy of being the biggest racist on the planet. And oh, by the way, he would be. Because see, Joe Biden thinks he can get away with that. He thinks, oh, it's cool. These stupid Negroes ain't going to say anything. They aren't going to know any better. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever. At thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at
thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots going on in the news, folks, and it's great for us. I will tell you, I don't wish any bad luck on anybody. I think people putting their capital at risk, putting their time and energy and passion into projects should be rewarded, but it's not always the case. Because, let me tell you, it's not always God's plan. It's not always good, even. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, tale of two multi-billionaires, the richest men in the world. And look at what's happening with their fortunes, if you will. Jeff Bezos was the man 3-4 years ago. He was challenging Trump. He bought the Washington Post. He propped up all this leftist propaganda machine that we now face. He was throwing money at anything that was against us. And you know what happened? He got divorced. He lost half of his fortune. And now everything the man touched turns to turd. Jeff Bezos and Amazon, he's going, hey, look, if you take away my advantage over the post with the post office, I will go broke. He's right. He built a business plan on taking advantage of everybody with respect to shipping. And now everybody's having to look at it. You know who's killing Jeff Bezos? Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he can't get him products, and the products he gets him, people are going, we're not shipping that for that cost anymore. Jeff Bezos' model is, sit at home, I'll bring a robot over to bring it to you if you want to wait around for it, and I'll do it cheaper than anybody. And he finagled his way into some contracts, and now he's struggling. But that's not the only thing that's struggling. The unions have now attacked Jeff Bezos and said, hey, look, we understand you're a leftist dude, but that means you got to get with the program. Up to this point, he's been immune. And then he tried to work around it. Jeff Bezos says, I'm going to put in these smart distribution centers that where I have to have very few people. My robots, my machines will pick and place. That's what they call it. Doesn't matter. Anywhere there involves people, Jeff Bezos is now going to face his own demons, the Democrats. And then the other problem that Jeff Bezos has is he has way too much money, and he thinks that he can fix it all. Now, I can contrast him with Elon Musk, because Elon Musk is absolutely addressing, oh my gosh, go look at what this guy is involved in. It is bleeding edge, and typically we say in the business, you don't want to be bleeding edge. Musk is bleeding edge, and he makes it work. Musk says, I'll be bleeding edge on electric vehicles. I'll be bleeding edge on satellites. Quick story. One of my friends is moving out towards the country. He says, Kevin, I don't want to use regular internet because we do big. It's one of my directors. He's like, I have to upload and download big files. I got to have the fastest pipeline available. So he says they got Starlink. I've never heard of it. He goes, you got to see this thing. It's fractional T1, meaning it's super fast pipeline coming into your house. And then he goes, I found out I couldn't get it. After we were told we could. He goes, and then, you know what Elon Musk did? Popped up some satellites, distributed 50 satellites, and they said, you now got it. This guy is bringing technology to rural America. Let me tell you, I was at Melissa's aunt's a farm, their cabin in Montana, on practically dial-up trying to do a radio show one time. It was fruitless. I had to drive 67 miles into Missoula so I could get a signal. Well, now you can do Starlink. I'm not trying to do a commercial for him, but my buddy's like, dude, you got to see this. He goes, it's faster than cable in many cases. The cable that you currently have. So I'm sure I'll be investigating that here shortly. But Elon Musk is battery technology, revolutionizing it. Home battery backup systems, revolutionizing solar and when many, many other things. And let me tell you, he's not even close to being done. This guy is not taking his money and doing, I mean, I don't know what he's doing with it, but I don't see him saying, let me go build the biggest super yacht. This is a dude that's mind is like, if I keep doing this, I mean, think about it. He named his company Tesla, one of the most brilliant minds ever, so underestimated, died penniless. And Elon Musk is like, no, I'm going to take what Tesla did and I'm going to show you what should have happened to Nikola Tesla. But on the other hand, you got Jeff Bezos going down. Amazon, I'm reading this, as we continue to position Whole Foods for long-term success, we regularly evaluate the performance and growth potential of each of our stores. And we have made the difficult decision to close 6 stores. Now, what's most interesting about this difficult decision to me is that they bought this thing for $13.7 billion in 2017. And by the way, I love Whole Foods. I don't like their prices. But I love the concept of the stores. Well, they're closing stores in Chicago. They're closing, where are the 6 locations? It's multiple stores in California, Chicago. Let me put it this way, because I don't have the notes for some reason. Oh, here it is. Stores in Inglewood and Lincoln Park, which are the 2 in Chicago. They got a couple in California. Where there's leftism at its finest, which you would think would support this, right? This is the free-range food and organic and all the other things you should have. And you know what? The Democrats who claim that's what they want, that's what they will support, aren't supporting it. Now, they have 530 stores, so there's no reason to panic here, people. But here's what I want to tell you. How many more do you think will close if this starts to happen? How many more? Let me tell you another problem that they're not going to tell you that Amazon is experiencing. They're experiencing the same thing all the stores in these big cities are experiencing. Theft. Blatant in your face theft. People come in and walk out as if it's no big deal. They won't tell you about it. This is a tale of two multi-billionaires. And I'm not telling you that Elon Musk is a perfect guy, that he in this case, he does represent conservatism, if we have to pick sides, and Jeff Bezos represents leftism. He bought media that was failing. He's like, I got enough money to buy it, even if it's failing. You guys keep writing negative stuff against Trump, even when Trump was performing. I don't think Elon Musk agrees with everything Trump does, but I think he agrees with truth. So I don't know where things are going to go. I'm not going to predict the future, but I'm going to tell you this. I think that Elon Musk is going to continue to achieve much success because he believes in truth. He believes in letting people do what they do. He believes in human nature and letting it play itself out the way it should, honestly.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 400,000 jobs were added in April, but the nation is still seeing a slight decline in jobs in February and March. Revisions for those 2 months were released by the feds. They said 714,000 jobs were created in February, which is a drop of 36,000 from the number that was initially released. Meantime, there were 3,000 fewer jobs than first reported in March. That number now stands at 428,000. The People's Convoy is on the move once again. The convoy of trucks, which departed Port Falls, Idaho on Thursday morning, is expected back in the Washington, D.C. region later this month to stage a second demonstration. On its website, the convoy is saying it was bringing attention to freedom for all Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says illegal immigrants are being promptly removed from the United States if their asylum claims don't prevail. But Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast doesn't agree. He tells Fox News he believes DHS treats these illegal immigrants differently.
It's take them into the country by a law enforcement officer under Homeland, then put them on a bus, make sure to give them some health care as well, put them on a bus and send them somewhere else around the country to appear at a court date sometime later in the future, maybe 2 or 3 years in the future, maybe never. That's what immediately placed into immigration enforcement proceedings actually looks like.
Elon Musk is denying former President Trump encouraged him to buy Twitter. CEO of Trump's social media company and former Congressman Devin Nunes claimed Trump was fueling Musk's purchase of the social media company to take on these tech tyrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trump in the primaries, 55-0. We're going to talk a lot more about this, folks. But before we get into that, I'm going to tell you this. Don't put your faith in men or women. Don't put your faith in a candidate, in that person saving you. No matter who it is, the great Donald Trump or the great Ronaldus Magnus, Ronald Reagan, you have to be there to back them up. That's the way things change. As I tell people in these primaries, because I'm all over the country, Kevin, man, J.D. Vance shouldn't have won. It should have been so-and-so. Well, okay, fine. So your guy lost. Now what? What are you going to do? You're going to hold J.D.'s feet to the fire? What's your responsibility as a citizen, as the employer of J.D. Vance, of whomever is going to be your governor, your senator, your congressman, or your president? What is your responsibility to your employee? See, I'm never going to lose sight. That's my employee. So until you go back into private sector, you work for me. And it doesn't mean I'm going to be cocky about it, like, you know, I'm a plantation owner and you're my slave. But I'm going to make sure you're doing what you're at least going to hear my voice. I could solve this problem in every state in the union if people would just pay attention. And my radio audience, I tell you guys all the time, you may seem, oh, Kevin's always begging for something. I ain't begging for anything. But I'll tell you this. I know how to win. Many of you, many people knew me in my youth. Andy just sent me another note on blood. I haven't gotten to that, Andy. But many of you knew me, and you saw something in me. You know, I would love for them to tell me, because I've had them. I ran into a buddy of mine. I was a tech working at GSI, and I was a young guy going into college, and I was a technician, an electronics tech, before I got my degree in electrical engineering. And I ran into one of the guys I worked with, who was an older guy. He was a tech as well. But we supported the same programs. And he's like, Kevin, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm doing so-and-so. And he says, you know, we would always sit around and talk about you. And we'd say, that guy, he's going to be something big someday. I went, really? He goes, yeah. Yeah, me and Walter, he was naming all my, you know, the guys that I worked with. And I was like, well, I appreciate that. So you saw something in me. I'm just me. But you saw it. And what I'm telling you is, there's nothing out here that I'm not willing to tell you. You know, if you want to, because everybody's like, well, you know, Kevin, if I give you $5, what are you going to do with it? Oh, I'm going to go buy myself a Ferrari. What do you think I'm going to do with it? I'm going to put it to use. We spend a fortune in keeping our organization going, and I'm going to tell you, I'll just be blunt. The amount of money we get from outside sources is a fraction of what we put in. It's a fraction. I go through savings every month. Happy to do it. Not happy, but I'm willing to do it. So, but it's an easy fix because, as I told you guys, a million patriots hitting this website. My website is $5,000 a day. A million people hitting this radio show generates $20,000 to $30,000 a day. A million people watching a TV, you know, like a video segment of us on Rumble or YouTube or whatever, is worth tens of thousands of dollars a day. Now imagine if those million people said, Kevin, I'm going to give you 10 bucks a month to go to work, to go do something productive. $10 million a month to be productive, to go after whatever. And you did it in every state. So you got a million in Arizona, you got a million in Missouri, you got a million. But water it down, make it half a million, cut those numbers in half. And ask yourself, how effective could you be if you got rid of petty jealousies and petty, you know, conspiracy, what you going to do with the money kind of stuff. And you could trust what was going to happen. What do you think the impact would be? Because let me tell you what the Republicans do. They waste more money on parties than they do putting the money that you send to the Republican Party throws more parties than in order to raise more money so you can have more people lose in races. And what happens at the end? Tell me what the Republican Party has given you that you go, oh, man, I can't wait to give them some more money. I'm not telling you what to do with it. I'm just telling you, if you want to keep doing that and you think you're going to solve the problem, you're not. I'm a pragmatist, a guy who understands risk, and from a management consultant at the highest level, and I'm telling you, this is easily fixable. Somebody's got to take the risk and say, I'll do it with you, Kev. Now, I don't know how many people listen to this show. I wish I could get a gauge by saying, everybody just give me a buck. And I refund it, just if YouTube, whatever, what do we use, one of these services, if Stripe wouldn't charge me, I would just say, give me a, so I could see, oh, there's 20,000 people listening. I took your money, I'm kidding. But no, I'd give you money back, just to see how many people are listening, because I want to know, is this feasible? I know it is, because we're already implementing this in Arizona. We're going to be a powerhouse here. Because I've just said, I'm taking the gauntlet off. I've already talked to different people, and I had a group of a president of a group, ladies group that has about 350 women. She said, "We're all in. We're ready to go." I was like, "Really?" She goes, "We are ready to go. Come speak with us. We'll get the group together, and you can count on us." So that's 350 people that will listen to my show, click my articles, etc., and donate $10 a month to say, "Let's move the needle." Anyway, all that to tell you guys, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy got a rude awakening on who's running the Republican Party. The Trump-endorsed candidates left little doubt. Washington Times, I read their article, 55-0. And they said the headliner from the elections was, of course, the surprising victory of J.D. Vance, 37-year-old, first-time candidate endorsed by Trump. Took the GOP primary in Ohio. Old news for you, right? President Trump's historic endorsement streak of success continues unabated, former White House political director Brian Jack said to one of the magazines he was doing an interview with. He says he's 55-0 in midterm primaries. Undeniable proof that his endorsement is the most powerful endorsement in politics. I want you to think about that just a second. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, toxic. Chuck Schumer, toxic. Who wants Mitch McConnell's endorsement? Not many. They may want his money. They don't want his endorsement. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, a whip. You think they want his endorsement? No. Joe Biden, sitting President of the United States, whose wife, Dr. Jill, sold 250 books last week. You think anybody wants him to come run with them? The only person... Oh, no, let's not leave this person out. Let's not leave out Barack Obama, baby black Jesus. What about Hillary Clinton? Isn't she still a player? What about Bill Clinton, her secret weapon? Tell me who can do better than Trump. 55-0, as Trump might say, winning. And so it was. A skunk. That's what we called him. We played dominoes. If I got to where you couldn't get a certain number of points and I scored out at 150 points or whatever, then you got skunked. That's what we call it in the country. Well, Trump skunked the establishment Republicans. And while I don't agree with all of Trump's picks, I do endorse his skunk at the picnic approach to establishment politics, because that's what he's doing. He's saying, you think you run stuff. I will show you that you don't. I'm so happy to see people get challenged like this. And this is what upsets the rhinos and others. They're so mad because they can't control that. A Trump endorsement is not required, folks, but it's certainly not a bad thing. And here's what Rasmussen said about it. He said, a Trump endorsement is not just valuable, but much more than one from unpopular Joe Biden. Yeah, people do not want a Joe Biden endorsement. Now, this is a guy that we're told got 81 million votes. By the way, I haven't seen Dinesh D'Souza's film, 2000 Mules, but I bet it is eye-opening. I'm sure most people have watched it by now. It says, of the 55, five Trump-backed candidates have been pushed into runoffs, and Team Trump does not view them as losses. They say, we count runoffs as a win, too. They didn't lose, said one Trump advisor. Trump does have one notable endorsement in trouble, Georgia gubernatorial candidate David Perdue, who's trailing Governor Brian Kemp. But you can hear, Kemp has probably got the deck stacked, because this is the turncoat that certified the Georgia election that we all know is a fraud. How in the heck is a southern state run by Republicans allowed to become purple, dare I say blue? Now look, I don't expect Trump to go 100%. But his track record so far bodes well for him and the Republican Party in general. And this is why the Democrats have thrown this Hail Mary SCOTUS thing. It's a desperation move. But here's what I want you to think about as you consider the future for Trump-endorsed candidates in the midterms. Consider as well the Democrats scrambling for a Biden announcement. A short list, if it exists at all.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump's endorsement record was perfect after the first marquee slate of primaries this year, with the victory of his chosen candidate in the Ohio Senate primary capping off election night. J.D. Vance won the Republican nomination in Ohio Senate race several weeks after landing Trump's endorsement. He acknowledged how difficult the primary was after the race was called in his favor.
Now we have to fight that battle with a unified Republican Party. And so let me just say something about the very tough primary that we just had. And it was tough. I'm not going to pretend that it wasn't. A lot of negative ads out there. I'm sure a lot of you saw the negative ads. I'd be shocked if you hadn't turned on the TV and seen my fat head in the past 6 months. Probably not happy about it.
Vance will go on to face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan in what is sure to be a heated Senate race. In total, 22 candidates backed by Trump pulled out victories in primaries across Ohio and Indiana. Some were incumbent Republican congressmen facing little opposition. Others were political newcomers, like Madison Jesiato Gilbert,
who was a Trump campaign advisor and conservative commentator before she won the Republican nomination for Congress in Ohio's 13th district. Trump has endorsed a number of candidates in uphill battles to claim the Republican nomination in open primaries.
Trump has clout. AOC doesn't. She's losing clout. Only Democrats, folks, are stupid enough to elect a person as imbecilic as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to be a leader in their party. And as you've heard me say on this show many times, Democrats are the only animals in nature stupid enough to put their weakest, and in this case, dumbest, in charge of people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. AOC finagled an election win against an asleep-at-the-wheel incumbent Democrat, and now she displays on the daily the abject absurdity and hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. And the astute among us know that AOC is a fraud. She's not that popular. She won her election, but most of the world views her for what she is. She is a moron. And I remember, and I've said this before, but somebody did a thing on her Twitter followers, because she had this massive amount of Twitter followers just all of a sudden. They're bots. She gets a few hits. They throw the bots on top. And there's a video of it where I swear it's definitive proof, the same way this election was stolen. It's definitive proof that AOC's not getting bot numbers. I mean, not getting a real number. She's getting bot numbers. And I'll give you an example. You can see her numbers go from, say, 115 to 57,000 instantly. Now, I've watched people who have huge social media followings, the Kim Kardashians of the world, and they will tweet, and they don't get 50,000 jumps in 2 seconds. You can see it counting up, and it counts up fast, but not like that. They manipulate it. They make it look like she's a player. But you can't manipulate everything. And that's why when you got the results back from Ohio, which, by the way, Donald Trump candidates won every single race in Ohio. They won every one. But they swept Ohio. Ohio, who came off of Kasich as a governor, who has another governor who's as big of a rhino as Kasich was. And Donald Trump swept it. But they will tell you, oh, no, in the 2020 election, it was a vote against Donald Trump. It was the one-armed man. Well, I will tell you this. We already talked about the battle for the soul of the Republican Party. Trump won it. Trumpism won. J.D. Vance won undoubtedly because of Trump. A win over the Republican establishment. And what Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy know is that Trump remains as powerful out of office as he did in office. But this is not the case for the Democrats. This is what I want to point out. AOC is their rising star. She's the Anthony Weiner of the Democratic Party. And she wanted, Ocasio-Cortez wanted a lady by the name of Nina Turner, who I believe worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign. She wanted her to win, and the Democratic establishment wanted Chantel Brown. And got to understand, Chantel Brown and Nina Turner, this is a rematch. And yeah, so, this, Battle Royale, establishment squad, newcomers, new radical left Democrats versus old radical left Democrats, because they're all radical leftists. And it's the 11th district, and they called it for Brown. And they wrote this. Both Ocasio-Cortez and Biden jumped into the race at the last second. Biden announced his support for Brown last week, and Ocasio-Cortez backed Turner the day before the primary. But even before the endorsements, Brown had most of the establishment backing, while Turner, a top surrogate for Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020 presidential elections, was backed by many on the left. They're all leftists, but this is what they write on the left. The victory in Brown in the Cleveland-based district is a loss for Ocasio-Cortez, who has an effective record of endorsing Democratic primary challengers. And then they go on to talk about some of the victories. Cori Bush, who beat Lacey Clay out of Missouri, big loss. But Clay had a lot of people upset. Jamal Brown, Democrat out of New York, who unseated former Rep. Elliot Engel. And, of course, Cortez, who beat Representative Joe Rowley when she got into Congress in 2018. Now, let me explain Biden jumping in at the last minute. Joe Biden jumped in for one reason and one reason only. He knew that Brown was going to win. So Joe Biden needed to act like his endorsement meant something. That's all that was. The old dog needed a win, and he was willing to take any win. And that should have been a bellwether for everybody that the fix was in. Chantel Brown was going to beat this other lady. One of my friends had lunch with Nina What's-Her-Face. Yeah. And as soon as Nina Turner found out he was a Republican, she went from affable and fun to cold. He says, you could see it. He goes, when she said something about, you know, he went, well, you know, I don't vote in that primary because I'm a Republican. And that was it. He said, she went from bubbly fun to like not even knowing he was there. I said that, you know, that's how they do it. That's what they do. So anyway, Biden chimed in, tried to make it appear as though his vote, his endorsement mattered when he knew Chantel Brown was going to win. And as for AOC, they said this loss marks the second time that an AOC-backed candidate has lost to the more establishment pick. Now, see, the Democrats have a tough time here. They're struggling because at one point they got to acknowledge AOC. They see that she represents so-called youth, stupid youth, but youth. So they can't just torpedo her. They got to act like they're giving that fringe some game, some playtime. But they're really not. And it's very deft at how they have to control that situation. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it. Because, again, we can talk about her record before with some of the picks, but, you know, there are a lot of people who will glom on to the winner and go, yeah, I was backing him the whole time. But for the person to, like, let's take J.D. Vance, for example, for Donald Trump to say, no, he's behind in the polls, I give him my endorsement, he surges in the polls and wins, tells you a lot. That's not going to happen for AOC. Now, Democrats, as we know, they brought in their new cause du jour, a retread of what they always want to go back to. When it's not race relations, black or Latino, if it's not LGBT relations, then what's next? Women. Women's right to choose. The new cause du jour for the midterms, killing babies. Maybe AOC will leverage this into a win or two. You know, it's our bodies and blah, blah, blah. But I was asked this question on a radio show. They said, Kevin, how can 39% of the people be for Joe Biden or be for Democrats? I go, they're not. Not for him at all. And I think maybe we talked about this earlier, but what I said is, what the Democrats are, is they are against us. When you see a number that says 33%, 41%, or whatever, it is not for them, it's against us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.